Before we dive into this week's podcast, I just want to share a really exciting invitation with you. I am hosting a free training called Unleash Your Inner Rebel that goes live this Friday, the 8th, on International Women's Day. And this is perfect for you if you're in the season of massive growth and rebellion and you're done with following trends and blending in with everybody. The truth is, when you unlock the rebel within you, life and business gets to be a whole new level of fun, because you weren't born to be average, to settle, or to be told what to do. You are here for a reason, and you are ready to play your part in owning that reason. Courageous people always win, and you know that you've been diluting yourself and your business for too long. Unleash Your Inner Rebel is about unlocking the most powerful, unique, and potent layers within you to help you to stand out, be seen, and own your own unique brilliance. So click the link in the show notes and I look forward to seeing you all there. Now let's dive on. Hello and welcome to the Life Beyond Limits podcast, where your journey to breaking down barriers and unleashing your true potential begins. I'm your host, Emma Gibbs-Ung. As the founder and creator of The Unapologetic Rebel, I'm here to guide you in defying the odds, going against the grain, and ripping up the rule book so you can create mind-blowing results in ways that don't make logical sense. This podcast is your permission slip to own your unique brilliance, leverage your personality, and create a multi six-figure life and business on your terms. Let's go. The day has come from the meeting that I had with the universe this morning, literally like, what do you guys need to hear? What do I intuitively feel like I want to share with you? And I had a few downloads that come through. So hopefully this will hit the mark with you and will land in the way that it's meant to land. And if you're like, oh, well, that doesn't feel relevant to me, maybe just listen to it again, just without judgment this time, and just wait to see what lands for you, what you physically feel within your mind and your body to come through, because there's going to be messages hidden in everything that I'm about to share that is going to be unique and powerful for each and every one of you. So I'm just going to riff a little bit on what's kind of come through, what I feel. I really want this to land for you. And my mission is really to get people to understand what I'm about to share today in different ways. And if I can share it in different ways, it will land right for you. You'll hear it in a way that it's meant to be received by you. And hopefully this will just back up everything that I've just said in the last 5-10 minutes and just open up this new way of thinking for you, or help you to expand on what it is that you've already been working on, okay? But we think that if it isn't working, so if with your goals, right, if think of a desire, think of a goal, whatever it is that you're working on right now. We think that if it's not working the way that we want it to, or how we've been told that it should work, that we get it in our heads that it's never going to work, that it's not right for us, that you're just not meant to have the thing that you desire. And I see this happening a lot. I see people turning their back on their desires, turning their back on their dreams, diluting it, refining it, pivoting it, changing it. Because it's not working out in the way we, in our limited experience, want it to, or how we've been told or led to believe that it will work. What I want you to understand is that when things don't work out in the way that we want it to, in the way that we've been told, in the way that we've always envisaged it based on the how that we know, the reality is it's not working out for you. Because there is a better way for you to do that thing. There is a better way for you to achieve what it is that you want to achieve that is different to how you are trying to do it right now. And we can get so caught up in the how, and it's got to be this and it's got to be that, and everyone else is doing it this way, and therefore I've got to do it this way. But the reality is there is a million and one ways of doing anything. You've heard me say this so many times. But you can hear and not listen. You can hear and not let it land. There are a million and one ways to achieve and to have and to do anything. There is no right or wrong. We have just been made to feel like there is a right or wrong based on our conditioning, based on our upbringing, based on society, but also based on our ego. And so our ego will make us feel like we're doing something wrong if it's not happening in the way it's meant to, in inverted commas, happen in that, in the way in which we saw it happening. But there are a million different ways to do this. And so when we just keep banging our head and getting stubborn and going, no, it's got to work this way, I'm going to keep doing it until I get the results, etc., etc., you are going to just come up against so much frustration, so much emotional turmoil, roller coaster challenges and emotions and all of that sort of jazz. But when you can actually go, do you know what? I still want whatever it is that you want, but maybe the way in which I'm doing it is perhaps not the right way. Show me how. Guide me to the right way. Allow me to receive the creative ideas that will lead me to the right way, whatever it may be. And often we will know them because we've received them. We've just either overlooked them, or they feel a bit too funky or a bit hard or a bit abnormal or a bit illogical. And so we've dismissed it because we don't want to do it that way. We want to do it the way that we've done it, or that other people are doing it, or that we've been told how to do it. And the reality is, as you know, your way is the right way. And so while your ego will make you feel wrong, there is no wrong. There is no wrong. Other people who don't understand your way or are triggered by your ballsiness to challenge the status quo and do things will make you feel wrong. But there is no right or wrong. When people are triggered or people project onto you and make you feel wrong, it's saying more about them and their limited experience than it is about you. And the reality is, as a society, we like to feel understood and belonged and part of a tribe and all of that jazz. And so anyone who goes against the status quo will ruffle feathers. And that's what rebelling is all about. We're ruffling feathers and rebelling not only against our past and our ego, but against how society have led us to believe that this is how things work. This is how things have to happen. Because the truth is, life is trial and error. Learning what works for you and what doesn't work for you is what it's all about. But when we make it mean something about us, that's when blurred lines come in, that's where confusion comes in, that's where overthinking comes in, that's where overanalyzing comes in, and we can make ourselves wrong for this. But the quicker that you can let this land, that there is no right or wrong, that there are a million ways, one ways of doing things. And if things aren't working out in the way that you are wanting it to, it's because there is a better way for you. But until you listen, and until you take the guidance, and until you start moving with that, you're going to keep doing what you've always done, and you're always going to get the same results. This is your permission slip to start to explore your version of success. Your version of success. And on paper, it could look like everyone else's version of success on the surface, but it's totally different from within. Totally different from within. You know, I work with a lot of people who are working towards multi-six figures in their business, and they all desire it from a different angle. They all want it for different reasons, to do different things with. It means different things for them. But on paper, it looks like the same. You've got to go deeper. What's your version of that? What's your version of success? How does that look for you? Explore the ways in which that works, because when you start to leverage your unique personality and brilliance in this, instead of trying to put yourself in a box, doing things the way that you think you should, you're just going to slow things down, because we delay ourselves by conforming and by comparing to what other people are doing. And the truth of the matter is, in plain black and white, it's totally irrelevant what other people are doing, because what is meant for you is meant for you and is based on you, and it's based on your human design, it's based on your desires, it's based on your lessons, it's based on your reason for being here. And so you comparing yourself to someone else who's got their own human design and desires and lessons and reasons for being there is just simply a distraction, an energy leak. It causes you to overthink, to overanalyze, and it pulls you away from your authentic truth. Every time we force ourselves to be something that we're not, or a little bit more like somebody else. We take ourselves away from who we are, and that's our rage. That's what makes us stand out. That's what our superpower is. And when we, when we move into the box of everybody else, we suppress our creativity. We start squashing how we think, how we feel, how we're showing up, our uniqueness. Like my mentor, she was a school dropout. She, on paper, up until the age of 16, she was probably what people would classify as a waste of space, a school dropout who would never amount to anything. She left school at 16. She started working in her dad's art business. She's tapped into her creativity. She's now a seven-figure business owner. She works very spiritually, very unconventionally. She doesn't do things in the traditional terms. And she's found her way. And so while some people who were ticking a box would be like, she's never going to amount to anything, it was actually, school was actually suppressing her creativity, her personality, her uniqueness, and who she was. I've often felt that. For me, I was suppressed in school. I'm suppressed when I'm told I have to do things a certain way. I'm very much a creative who likes to do things on my terms. But society and conditioning make us feel wrong for doing that. And so we try and adapt and suppress and dilute ourselves to fit into the society expectations and norms. But the reality is, your uniqueness is your uniqueness. And if you allow yourself to be free in that, then it will allow you to create your version of whatever it is that you're desiring. Because each of us has something unique to offer. And until we tap into that, we will have this underlying feeling of almost like unfulfilled frustration. Of like, time is running out, or I'm just doing it wrong, or it's not flowing. And we can get ourselves caught up in this path and in this energy. And then, of course, if we're focusing on unfulfilled frustration or that time's running out or whatever, then, of course, that's the evidence that we're going to start to create around us. If you truly desire something, which I know you all do, we all do, we're all human, we all have desires. But the reason you have your desire is because you're made physically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, you are made to have it. You have what it takes to make it your reality. You truly, truly do. If you follow the path that's designed to achieve that. But if you go off-piste every 2 seconds because so-and-so's doing this, or that's what you've done previously, or this has worked for them and therefore must work for me, then you're just going to go down a road of confusion and delayed outcomes. But you are made to have what you want, what you desire. You have the capability within you to learn the lessons, to expand your capacity, to release what you need to strengthen what you need to in order for you to achieve it. But you've got to trust that your desires know what it's doing. Like when I gave birth, I didn't have any drugs. I did hypnobirthing myself. I never read any books. I trusted that my body was designed to give birth and it knew what it was doing. And so I surrendered to that and I did my part. I did my part, but I also trusted that Max would do his part and would lead me, and I would just provide what I needed to do in order to make that happen. You have what it takes, but you've got to trust that your desires know what it's doing. And that you are fully, fully capable of achieving them. And so if it's pulling you away from something that you've always done, or it's inviting you to explore a different way, a different version, then trust that that is for a reason, for your greater good. Because everything is happening for you. And again, the more you can tap into this, lean into this, let this be a part of who you are and how you live your life, the easier it will be to navigate through this. You are capable of so much more than you realize you are. And so your desires are pulling you into that pathway of what you are capable of achieving and going through, and away from the limited version that you think you are, or that you think that you can achieve. Because we can achieve so much more than we actually give ourselves credit for. The ultimate test in all of this, though, is to trust in your desires enough to silence the ego distraction and to follow your true calling, your true path. And I want to share just this month some unique ways in which you can really start to trust in your desires to silence that ego. You know what you need to do. Firstly, you know what you need to do. You're just scared. You're just scared because it might come with no evidence. It might come with an element of risk. It might be going against the grain. It might be unfamiliar, but you know what you need to do. And you've got to trust that if you know what you need to do, you're fully supported in doing that. That is huge. That is huge. I want you to take the time this month to declutter your distractions. So I want you to, and this is obviously ultimately down to you, but if there are people who are triggering you, if there are people who are making you feel less than, if there are certain situations you're putting yourself in that distract you, cause you to devalue yourself, cause you to compromise on who you are and what it is that you want, I want you to be radically responsible for the energy that you put in that. And that might mean unfollowing certain people. That might mean limiting the conversations you have with certain people. That might mean protecting your energy when you're with certain people and only disclosing what you want to disclose to them because they don't understand, they distract you, whatever it may be. But to have the awareness of who these people are without judgment. That's not saying they're a shit friend. That's not saying anything other than for you to be in the energy that you want to be in, you need to declutter your distractions. And so what can you do to do that? How can you keep yourself in that bubble of possibility, of truth, of trust? And how can you remove yourself from any energy that stops you from being in that bubble, in that knowing, in everything that I've just shared with you today so far? Then I want you to get to know yourself again, who you are at your core. Reconnect to the power that's within you through your achievements, through previous achievements, through your unique brilliance. So look at what evidence you have overlooked or that you've allowed to gather dust and to not really be a part of who you are. I want you to reconnect to that evidence. I want you to look at past times where you have up-leveled and it's been safe, where you have done things that went against the grain and it worked, where you have shown strength in yourself and in your trust and in your intuition or whatever it may be. But start to really look at the evidence of who you are in your power, in your strength. What makes you different and why? This is your superpower. This is your superpower. Quite often it's the thing that you're hiding, the thing that makes you a bit quirky, that makes you stand out a little bit. That's your superpower. What is it? For me, what makes me different and what is my superpower, just to give some context, is I have insights into emotions and feelings and empathy and compassion and strength and understanding that not many people have through my past. It has allowed me to see things in people very few people see. It's allowed me to pull certain things out of people that very few people can. It allows me to bring the magic out in people in a way that very few people can. And so I use it every single day. That's something that I used to hide and be ashamed of because of my past, yet it's allowed me to develop such a unique gift that allows me to then be the mentor that I am to my people for them to create the results that they want. So what makes you different and why? Because this will be your superpower. And I want you to own it. You don't want to be vanilla and be like everybody else. That's just bland and boring and not like any of you because you're all freaking amazing and beautiful and gorgeous and have so much to offer. Own that brilliance. Own who the fuck you are. Stop hiding. Because whether it's for anybody else, it's for yourself too. Really is for yourself too. Message your friends and ask them to describe you in 3 words. This is such a powerful thing. We can have often quite a skewed idea of how we're perceived and who we are. But actually, when you ask your friends it, it might remind you of things. I was speaking about this on a podcast I was interviewed, and I might have even spoken about it in a masterclass, I'm not sure. But I do this a lot, and actually, it was through this exercise that allowed me to find myself again, because I pride myself on being a bit of a nutter. I'm a bit of a idiot. I like banter, I like cheekiness, I like being mischievous. And one of my friends described me as a nutter, and I was like, in the loving sense, and I was like, oh, I can't remember the last time I was. Things have just got too serious. That's not who I am at the moment. Yet that is who I am. Where is she? And it led me down a path to then start exploring where that part of me had gone and why I'd let go of her and how I could pull her back, because actually that's what I love. Like, life's fucking serious. It really is. And actually, one of my unique things is that I'm a little bit quirky, funny. I like to say funny. But anyway, get your friends to share that with you, because it will unlock, it will reignite certain parts in you that maybe you'd forgotten about. What are your strengths? What is your USP? Again, you might have written this before, but you're not that person anymore, because today is today and that's a new day and you've learned stuff, you've experienced more. So what are your strengths today? What makes you so unique? What makes you so powerful? What makes you feel alive? Really take the time when you're gifting yourself this time to do your intentions, to really focus in on these bits, okay? Decluttering your distractions, getting to know yourself, cleaning up the mind shit, the forgiveness pieces that perhaps are lingering, look, you should be doing, should loosely, advisable to be doing forgiveness at least monthly. Releasing any old parts, out-of-date parts that are no longer who you are or who you need to be. Depersonalizing the mind shit, not making it mean anything about you. Normalizing it in the fact that every single person on this planet has it. It doesn't mean that you can't do it, you're not capable of doing it, because we've just broken down the fact that you are, because your desires are here, because you have what it takes. That's what you're designed to do. That's what you're here for. But normalizing it, we all have it. We all go through these wobbles, these inevitable moments of panic and fear. But it's just normal. It's just normal. It's a part of who we are and evolving and growing. The quicker you clean it up, reframe it to become your friend, because it's showing you what's getting in your way, the quicker it will be for you to collapse time and to achieve the desires that are on your heart. Find your inspiration. Get into rooms with these people that inspire you. Allow yourself to be expanded. This is so freaking powerful. It really, really is, because we can lose ourselves in friendship groups and in peer groups with people who don't understand what it is that we're wanting to achieve, who can cause us to doubt ourselves, dilute ourselves, hold back, procrastinate, overthink, all of that jazz. And we almost accept it. It's like, well, that's just how they are. Find your people. Find your people who inspire you, who activate you, who make you feel alive, who make you feel what it is that you want to achieve is actually possible. Be in the conversations. Be in the energy. There is nothing more powerful than surrounding yourself with people who are on the road to their greatness, who are rebelling against their shit, and who are defining the odds all of the time to go and do the things that they want to do. Listen to what comes through. Be open to what comes through, because what comes through probably won't make logical sense. And so the ego will go, no, you're not doing it like that. That's ridiculous. No. I've seen so-and-so over here doing it a different way. Let's go with that. That looks a little bit easier. And there's, you know, what's the word, safety in numbers and all that jazz. Your guidance that comes through might not make logical sense today, but I guarantee it will make logical sense in a week's time, in 2 months' time, in 6 months' time. You've got to trust in yourself to listen to it. And then you've got to move. You've got to move, because through movement we gain clarity. Through movement we gain feedback. Through movement we gain momentum. We can't just sit still. We can't just be stagnant. We need to move. We need to move. So what can you do today that will help you to gain clarity, that will help you to gain feedback, that will help you to build momentum? Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. And you need to be showing yourself every single day that you are committed to your desires, that you're committed to creating the life that you're here for, that you trust in yourself, that you can do this because you can. So that's what came through for me today to share with you. I was going to say I hope, but I don't hope, because I know that it will land in the way that it's meant to land with you. It might be something that you need to re-listen to. Let it land where you are right now. Let it be your permission slip to expand and to dive that little bit deeper. We can all go through the motions of anything. We get back what we put out. And so if you're just going through the motions of every month doing this and not really committing to it and not really taking it as seriously as you could, then that is going to reflect on how your reality starts to be created. Are you getting what you want, or are you getting what you've always had? Be accountable for that. Be radically responsible for that. Have fun with it. Get to know yourself. Co-create. Don't just keep thinking that you need to know all of the answers and you can't move until you know all of the answers. Ask for answers. Ask for guidance. That's what it's all about, because it will come through. It will come through. That's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review. Bye for now.